Hello, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is the Thursday Q&A call, Ask a Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Coach family, I welcome everyone to this call. Today is November the 12th, 2020. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything on this call is being recorded. The recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, dralexanderlloyd.com, under Resources. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process or any of the other modalities that we have by Dr. Alex Lloyd. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using any of the modalities, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. If you dial in from a phone or the web call, you can hit star 2 on your keypad to raise your hand and ask a question. If you are with us on the webcast, you can also submit your question in written form. You should see a chat box. Just type in your question, your name and email address, and then press submit, and I will then see your question here on my screen. Now, before we move on to the actual Q&A part of today's call, we always begin our call with doing a healing code together. So I am inviting you right now to join me in that. And if you have an issue that you would like to address, you can do that right now together as a group. So I would like to give you a few moments to just tune in to your issue. If you have no issue right now, that's perfectly fine. Just stay open and just do the healing code together with us. Now, for those of you who have an issue that you would like to address, you can rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 to see how much it bothers you, and then ask yourself how that makes you feel emotionally, what's triggered within you. And then just see what you feel, what you can identify. Perhaps you may feel angry or sad or frustrated or whatever the case may be. You may feel unforgiveness, low self-worth, little trust. So whatever the case may be, just see if you can identify that. And then again, if you'd like, you can rate that on a scale from 0 to 10 to see how strong it is. And now, in order to find the memory picture that is connected to that issue, we can go a step further, and once you've identified that negative feeling, ask yourself what memory pops up when you think of that. For example, if you're feeling angry, just ask yourself if you remember something where you felt angry before, especially when you were a child or a teenager. So go as early as you can in your memory. If something pops up, that memory is definitely connected to that issue that you're addressing, even if it's a physical circumstance or relational one or success issue, whatever it may be. Do address that memory in your prayer and ask that it be healed. If nothing pops up, don't worry about it. It's still going to be healed. Your heart is still going to know and find the memory pictures that are connected to the issue. You may just not be able to remember right now. All right, so once you've done that, you can go ahead and say a prayer from your heart about that issue. And then I'm going to give you a few moments right now, and then I'm going to start by reading the prayer from the book, The Healing Code, for everybody. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issue, be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, good. Just relax. And we get started with both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands bridge. And relax. You may focus on a love picture or something that helps you relax and just take it all in. There's nothing you need to do to make the healing happen. Just let it happen for you. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. All right, and just relax. You can place both hands over your heart if you'd like. If you have some water within reach, you can drink some water if you'd like. All right, thank you so much for joining us. This is our Q&A call. Ask us, Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. My name, again, is Annika Constantine, and I'm your host for tonight's call. So if you have any questions, I'm going to instruct you again how you can ask your questions. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad if you are calling in from your phone or web call. So if you have a question, please come forward and raise your hand, and then I'm going to unmute your line. If you are with us via the webcast, you can also submit a question by typing in your question in the chat box and then press submit after you've filled in the necessary information. And then I will see your question here on my screen, and I will then read your question and answer it. All right, so I have a hand that has been raised by a caller ending in 5446. I'm going to unmute your line. 5446.
Hi,
who am I speaking with?
It's Patricia. Patricia in New York.
Hi, Patricia, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. This isn't so much a question.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, this isn't so much a question as something I wanted to share from an experience I had today during coding. And it meant a lot to me because it regards the 12th category of the standard healing codes, self-control. And that is related to the muscular skeletal system and also to the feelings of I can't do it, someone else should do it for me, laziness and entitlement. And the feeling that I can't do it has been a major issue for me, as well as I have a major problem with a musculoskeletal problem. But basically, throughout life, I've had this feeling that, I mean, it's been a major stumbling block that I felt I couldn't do things, certain things, a lot of things, not just physical things, but that I couldn't understand things at school, and then I just couldn't go forward with my life anyway. So when I was coding it, and the word self-control, to me, I mean, on first blush, it always seems to connote that a person should behave better, that they shouldn't do certain things, you know, they shouldn't drink alcohol or smoke or all these things you shouldn't do. That's self-control. You don't do those, so you have. But when I was coding today, I was thinking about the different issues that I just mentioned to you that Dr. Alex says it's related to, you know, a feeling of that I can't do it and that laziness, entitlement, and that kind of thing. I was thinking, why self-control? As I did the code, I realized the connection was self-control, the way he's using it, and the way the code applies to the code is I can control, I have control of myself. To me, it means I can. Mm-hmm. So this was this meant, wow, this is like such a wonderful way to code now, to code for I can-ness, you know.
Yes.
Rather than I'm not supposed to do this, that, and the other. But mm-hmm. the true meaning of this self-control is, yes, I have control of myself, my life, my mind, my thoughts, my work. I'm in charge. I am in control. And this was so empowering. This was so completely empowering. I wanted to share that with you and with the friends who are listening to this.
Yeah.
I don't know if other people already caught that long eons before I did. They may have. I don't know. But it meant a lot to me to realize the meaning of this 12th category, self-control. Why does it have to do with I can't do it or somebody else needs to do it for me, all these things. It's because you're healing those things. Therefore, you're healing the idea of your being in control of yourself, and you're in charge of your own self with this. So I've always loved this category. I never quite knew why. I thought maybe it was the wonderful hand positions, you know. One of them has five positions, and one of them is a little off-center. And that always appealed to me. I don't know. It was just kind of, like, interesting. But anyway, I've always loved doing the code, and I've done it, and I've, you know, said the words of what it means. But now I really understand it better, and I'm just so grateful for that.
Yeah. Wow, thank you so much for sharing that, Patricia. That's such a wonderful insight, and I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. It's wonderful for me to have realized the meaning of that.
Wonderful. Yeah, I've had similar epiphanies about that category, and I also love how Alex kind of frames it for us, and I always love that idea that, you know, we are empowered to make loving, healthy choices for ourselves, right? And that also to me what's kind of reflected by that category. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yes. Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Do you have any questions today, Patricia?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm going to close your line. Thank you. All right. So if any of you has any questions, please just raise your hand by pressing *2 in your keypad. And I will unmute you just as I did Patricia right now so we can hear your voices. All right. In the meantime, I'm going to check if we have any questions that have been submitted. No, it doesn't look like it. So I'm just going to see and wait if we have any callers that have questions today. Well, maybe I'm just, well, you know, if anybody has any questions and you want to raise your hand, maybe I'm just going to kind of tie into what Patricia shared with us today. I think it's really interesting to me also that, you know, it's the last category of the 12. And right before we get to self-control, we go through trust and humility. And I've always also loved how Dr. Alex defines humility for us, meaning, you know, knowing the truth about ourselves, and, you know, not feeling better than anybody or feeling inferior. And I think I've heard him say before that once we, you know, we know the truth in general as far as trust is concerned. So, you know, a positive, healthy foundation for healthy and good beliefs. And then we learn the truth about ourselves. That actually, you know, empowers us, like Patricia said, to know that we can and that we can choose wonderful, loving actions toward ourselves and others, and that we, yeah, that we have, that we are very powerful by tapping into that love and that truth. So I think that's, yeah, it's just a really beautiful thought that I thought I would share. So I do see someone who has raised their hand. I'm going to unmute your line. It's a caller ending in 5920. 5920. I'm going to open your line. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Not too bad. I was actually going to ask a question about the humility, because I find it a little confusing, because I do, like, about, I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago, I started to, like, see myself in the truth and stop comparing myself to others, yet I still have the physical issues with, like, mm-hmm. lymphatic, like, you know, lymphatic system, and that's part mm-hmm. of the humility. And so if I'm viewing myself correctly and being honest about who I am, I'm not sure what I need to do to fix this lymphatic, you know, lymphedema.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay. Well, that's really wonderful, Lori, that, you know, you've come to that place, which I think is really, really wonderful and freeing, you know, not to have to compare yourself to other people and, you know, see your own worth. So that's really, really wonderful. How about I ask you a question about the lymphatic system? Do you have any negative emotions or feelings connected to that issue, to that physical issue?
Yeah, it's kind of frustration, because mm-hmm. I've lost a significant amount of weight, and for some reason the mm-hmm. lymphatic, the lymph nodes that are being blocked are in my abdomen. And so even though I've lost a lot of weight, I can't enjoy the benefits of having lost the weight, because it builds up there. Right now I've been fasting for 4 days, just a water fast, because that's the only way to get that to go to drain. And then if I start eating again, then it comes back again, and it's just very frustrating. And so yes, frustration is one of the biggest. And then sometimes I feel hopeless too, because how is this my life, you know, to stop eating? And I've lost weight, you know, like I lost 160 pounds. Like that's a lot. I still have a lot
wow.
more. But I can't, you know, like I don't know, I still have trouble bending over, you know what I mean? Because this, when the lymphatic problem is, you know, full on, it's, it takes up a lot of space. It's very heavy, you know, like I have to drain a lot of fluid before I start feeling lighter again. And it's just, it's a huge burden. So I feel hopeless, and too, like it's hopeless, frustration, and sometimes fear, because I don't know, I can't control it.
Yeah. Well, I just actually checked in the manual. And I find it very interesting that you say that you feel frustrated, because the lymphatic system is also part of the patient's category, which, you know, is where that frustration would fall into. So perhaps that could, you know, could also be a good category for yourself to look at and heal that frustration. And of course, you can also address the hopelessness and fear that you feel, right? So, because that's all connected. So those would kind of be the internal issues connected to those physical issues that you're experiencing.
Okay, so when you said it's with the frustration category, which category is that? Is that the is that the immune system?
Yeah, that's the patient's category, exactly.
Okay.
So so it's kind of, it kind of goes both ways, right? So what you've done, and which is wonderful, is that you've kind of consciously taken care of that humility part that's involved. And yeah, I find it very interesting because I do think that our emotions, the negative emotions that we experience regarding the issues that we face, they do help us, you know, identify what issues still need to heal, right? So that frustration that you feel may very well be connected to the physical aspect of that, right? So what we want to do is help you get to a place of more peace and, of course, you know, heal any of the hopelessness and fear that you feel, which would be more, I would say, in, you know, joy and peace as well. But you can definitely maybe start with patience as well, because that's also connected to the lymphatic system. And then go from there, you know, and see how that how you can, you know, make progress, especially as healing the frustration is concerned.
Okay, yeah, because I've been kind of dealing with frustration for the last 8 years or so because of an issue with my sister. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember, I've been talking to you for the last couple of weeks about going through mm-hmm. the trilogy source relationship.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I've gone through, you know, 5 so far each day. Like I carried over the child one an extra day because there was 2 big ones in there. Like mother
mm-hmm.
guilt, you know, is one. And
yeah.
that took over a day to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but today, it's not just my sister, but her husband, too. His image just kind of popped into my head. I've been kind of avoiding the sibling source relationship thing. So I'm wondering
mm-hmm.
if that's what I need to do now and deal with those frustrations.
Yes.
Yeah. So, is he kind of included then with a sibling, even though he's my sibling's spouse? Like, is that still?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, I would say you could include him definitely in your prayer, but he would probably go in the category for extended family since he's your brother-in-law.
Okay.
So he would probably go in there more than the sibling category. That would probably be more related to just to your sister. However, you know, you can definitely
yeah.
include there as well.
I still have lots of issues with my sister. Yeah, she was mm-hmm. my mother's primary caregiver, and my mom died from elder abuse because of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of issues
oh, wow.
here. I've been dealing, I dealt a lot with this so far, but mostly from the powerlessness kind of perspective. But I think
mm-hmm.
maybe there's more frustration there than I realize. I guess, because I was trying to be a Christian about it and, you know, leave room for God's wrath kind of thing. And, you know, as far
mm-hmm.
as it depends on yourself, live at peace with each other. So I guess I was just kind of not allowing myself to acknowledge that there's frustration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, what you've been doing, going through the source relationship categories, that's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've, you know, tried to explain last time, you're really, you know, you're healing your entire being, your entire life. So
right.
don't feel that just because it feels like maybe you're, you know, you have several physical issues or even, you know, different relationship issues. They're all connected. So it's not like you have to kind of go in circles forever. That's, you know, it's going
right.
to, it's not... will never end, right? And once, and whatever you work on, you're kind of at the same time working on everything at the same time too, because it is all connected, right? And what you're doing right now is really wonderful, and I applaud you for not, you know, not avoiding it anymore, because I think a lot of time when we avoid a certain topic, it's for a reason. It's probably because, you know, a lot of healing is hidden there once we do get around to, you know, addressing it. So I think that can be a really wonderful source of healing for you.
Right. And the fact that the my brother-in-law's image just popped in my head probably means it's time for this to heal.
Yes, definitely. It's, yeah, it's ready to heal. Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, because I've been, and that's another place that I've been kind of choosing not to forgive. It's like just postponing it, you know, like with my sister, I worked really hard to forgive her so I can kind of talk about her without having a charge or anything. Yet I guess there's still frustration there. And it's like a, like they say, it's like an onion. There's another layer. And so I, when I think I've forgiven her, another layer comes up. And so it's just, like you said, going in circles almost.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Well, it's a process, yeah.
Meanwhile, like I talked to you, I think, last week about my eyesight, it's even worse. It's just getting worse. And I've got a lot of fear and anxiety about this. So the other question I wanted to ask was just about what can you do with healing codes or some kind of coding to address extreme anxiety? Because it's almost just turning into panic and fearfulness, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I do have the legacy thing, which I have the negative emotions. And, you know, changing negative emotions, so fear to love, anxiety to peace, and sadness to joy are a few of them. So I don't know if it's just really extreme anxiety. And I need to calm myself down. So I'm not sure what to do for that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about that. I think the peace category is really a really healing. It can be a very healing category for you.
Do the healing codes two stuff with that?
You do the healing codes two, healing codes one, whatever resonates with you.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I meant one.
Yeah.
That category?
But I would definitely, you know, just ask for that anxiety to heal and, you know, for you to experience that peace. In my experience, that helps really well with anxiety and you know, even if it's panic, you could just really address it, you know, not even necessarily with a specific category. You could of course also always use the universal healing code on that. That's also very, very helpful.
Okay.
So but just, you can just address it head on and just ask for whatever's causing that anxiety.
I have a feeling that it has a lot to do with the COVID-19 stuff, because I think there's like a global effect, you know, happening around the world, and it's an oppressive kind of thing that it does affect me, and because all these physical things started around the same time, so it's almost like it tipped me over the edge, you know.
Oh yeah, I can totally see that. I mean, if you think it's related to that, that's definitely, so whatever thoughts pop up, whatever kind of, you know, ideas you get about a thing or an issue where it could come from, if that's something that pops up for you, address it and just ask that anything that's triggering that be healed. And of course, for, you know, for those heart issues to be found and open and healed. But yeah, you can definitely include that.
Okay, so in Healing Codes 1, what was the category again? That?
It's peace, number 6.
Okay. Okay. So also, one other quick question I just thought of is that I participated in, originally when COVID first started, Alex did a custom guided trilogy group thing, and so I took part in that. Mm-hmm. Is that unlimited? Like, is it still effective even months later?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it should say in your email that you received after how long it is most effective for.
Okay, I remember thinking that it was kind of as long as it's necessary, it's effective.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, in that case, you can definitely use it. And also, you know, a lot of times, even if, we say it's most effective for a certain amount of time, we found that a lot of times people still use it, and it's not like it goes bad. It's not like it spoils, like
okay.
milk.
Right.
If you feel drawn to a certain code, definitely use it, and you will
right.
still benefit from it. So,
right,
because
I do remember also they also offered supplementary ones, which is the thing bothering me the most and the most painful thing. But it was identical, that recording was identical to the group trilogy from the month before. So I'm thinking, well, I thought they only were good for a couple weeks. So would that particular supplementary one also then have an extended life for it? Sometimes I do think about it, and I think maybe I should do it. So, like you just said, if I feel drawn to it, I should then.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not entirely sure, you know, what was said in the call or after, like what you received. But especially if, I'm not sure if you've already worked with it very extensively, but if you haven't, then definitely you can.
Yeah.
Continue
I have,
working with it?
Yeah, I did use it a lot before, at the time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, gotcha. Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, it doesn't, you know, it's not like it goes bad. So if you feel drawn to it, definitely do it again.
Okay.
And perhaps you would like to double check just, you know, in your email that you received about that
right.
call.
Even just email Alex Lloyd or something and ask them about it. Because I remember emailing them.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, you could definitely do that, or our customer service girl, Cindy. I'm not sure if you've been in touch with her.
Yeah, I've.
She can definitely.
Right, because I was just about to say, I did email Cindy when I got that and questioned the link thing. I don't think it's right because it's identical to the month before. She said, no, it's right. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would probably know, so maybe you would like to reach out to her about that.
I've got a lot of coding to do, and I don't want to use ineffective, you know, codes because I just need to make good use of my time, I think.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that covers all my questions tonight.
Okay, wonderful, Lori. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
I'm going to close Lori's line. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. If anybody has any other questions, please raise your hand. Don't be shy. And also, of course, if you have a comment that you would like to share, a positive experience, that's always very encouraging. So, yeah, please do reach out. All right, so I think Patricia raised your hand again. I'm going to unmute your line.
Yes, it's me again, Patricia. I just wanted to put
Patricia.
Hi. I just to put my two cents in about Lori's question about using the codes and the efficacy. I'll just tell my personal experience. Well, for one thing, they always say that the code is it's good. It doesn't go bad at all, but once you start using it, it's good for 2 weeks from that time. Now, if you haven't used it because you bought it and then you didn't use it, then I guess according to them, it's good for 2 weeks from whenever you start. Now, I observed that, but then I had bought some custom-guided codes, and there would be a long gap. I had used them at the time. Then there'd be a long gap when I had stopped using it. I used it the 2 weeks, and then I stopped. Then later on, I went back and I saw my recordings that I had, all the different categories, and I thought, gee, I wonder if that's still any good. I went in and I used it again, and I felt energy. So the things don't go bad, and, regardless of they're saying it only works for the 2 weeks after you start, there's energy in those. These are divine things. I know it because... I mean, once I did it again, I got more out of it. And this was like months later. So I think those things keep. And they have also mentioned that it was because we changed that they might not have the same effectiveness on us. I don't quite follow that. I never quite followed that, but I guess they meant, you know, the energy wouldn't be received in the same way once certain things were solved and cleared. But I don't know. I felt the energy both times, so I'm saying I would just keep using it as long as you said, if you're drawn to a specific...
Hello, Patricia? Are you still there? Hello? I'm not sure what happened. I hope you can all still hear me, but I don't hear Patricia anymore. Patricia, if you can hear me, I'm going to close your line. And if you would like to raise your hand again just to see if perhaps we can get you back. But I did not hear you at all anymore. Seems like something cut out or something. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm going to try again. Patricia, I'm going to open your line.
Yeah.
Hi, Patricia. Can you say
hi?
Oh, okay,
I don't know what. I hear you now. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, we got cut off.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how much you heard of what I had to say.
It just kind of cut out in the middle. So you basically said, you know, that as long as you feel drawn to it, to keep using it.
Bad. I mean, I had an experience of I used it initially, and then I put it away, and then I went back to it a long time later, and it was still good because I could feel the energy. That's how I knew.
Yeah.
So that's basically my two cents.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Patricia.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely. You can definitely use it. And what Patricia said about, you know, the energy changing, it's just that after some time, you know, once we heal and once our energy changes, I mean, our energies are never the same. And then, of course, once we use a code, especially if it's a custom code, our energy changes. So it will not, you know, will not affect us in the same way, meaning that, you know, the thing, because things have already started healing. So after some time, it can be more effective than to, you know, create a new code or use one of the codes that are good forever, basically. So, but same thing, like if you feel that a code is beneficial to you and it still helps you and you feel healing happening, there's nothing wrong with using a code longer than, you know, the most effective time. And it says, you know, it's kind of like most effective time. So it doesn't mean that after, you know, the most effective time, it's not effective at all anymore. So you can definitely use it longer if you'd like. All right. So if you have any other questions, you can press star 2 on your keypad, or you can, of course, always submit your question via the webcast. So whatever the case may be. No written questions today. All right, lovely people, I think we have no more questions for today. So if you do have a question, I'm going to just wait a few more moments here. So please do seize this last opportunity if you would like to ask or say something. And if not, we're going to end your call for today. All right. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure being with you all today. Thank you for being here, whether you reached out or not. Thank you for sharing this healing code experience with us. And I wish everybody a wonderful, blessed evening or night or day, wherever you may be listening in from. And we're going to be here again next week at the same time, next Thursday. And, if you have any questions then, yeah, we're going to be here to answer your questions. And I send you many, many blessings to everybody. I'm going to open your line if you would like to say goodbye. God bless you, everybody, and a wonderful night to everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Take
care. All the best. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound.